You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The Cleveland Browns are going to Columbus this Saturday. That's June 21st. Join Cleveland Browns linebacker Barkevious Mingo and Cleveland Browns legend Hanford Dixon for a Browns backer bash at Callahan's Bar. That's located at 520 Park Street in the Arena District of downtown Columbus. This party is free and open to the public. No registration necessary. For more info, visit clevelandbrowns.com. It's Vic and Michael here on a Football Wednesday with you and enjoying the fact that you're hanging out with us. We've got more tweets we want to get into. This issue that has come up now with Brady Quinn and his critical comments about one Johnny Manziel, talking about his behavior being bad role model, being the kind of thing that might rub the owner of the Browns the wrong way, Jimmy Haslam, so on and so forth. So Jason Gibbs, our producer, we're going to, because this is a hashtag Mailbag Wednesday, we're going to get into a lot of the mail and comments people have via Twitter that they've submitted to Browns_Daily. But for this sake, where we're talking about Quinn, let's get into some Quinn-specific tweets. Go ahead, Jake.
Yeah, this is from Mark Bishop, guys. Not Munch. Mark Bishop. Brady Quinn held out for 2 weeks for more money. Is that being a good role model?
I don't know that that's the same thing. You hold out. You don't begrudge. In my mind, my rule of thumb with players is you have that one shot to kind of get. I mean, you hope you're getting a second contract. His decision to get the best deal possible, and if it required him to stay out, and keep in mind there's strategy behind that. He has an agent working on his behalf. Don't know what the club's position was with him. It's never the best thing for a rookie to miss time. I don't think that falls under the role model category. If we had to, are we saying, for instance, I'm just going to use an example, just a historical example. Peyton Manning, would we consider him a decent role model? I mean, we wouldn't put him in a bad category, right, as a role model?
Never the bad category, no.
He missed the first 3 days of training camp of his rookie year in 1998 while his top overall pick of the draft deal was being worked out with the Colts. So he technically, Tom Condon, his agent, I distinctly remember the deal, and Peyton felt terrible about that. To this day, he hates the fact that he had to miss any practice time, but that was business. In Brady Quinn's basis, that's business. I think that's a bad comparison of role model.
Well, there's no question about it. It's not the same thing. It's apples and oranges. And you got to remember, too, Brady Quinn was right at the end of the collective bargaining agreement had not slotted and put uniform salary rookie wage scale yet. So, no, not the same thing whatsoever. That's about business and getting what you can as you sign your first NFL contract.
From Browns Freak 2014, the only athletes as polarizing as Manziel that I can think of is LeBron after the decision and Tiger after his incident. In other words, big-time athletes not doing maybe the smartest things.
That's not a bad way to go with it. I think the polarizing, that's the thing about LeBron James. His thing was very specific to a decision he made. Maybe it's the decision, but how the decision was made or how it was presented. I think the presentation to this day, I still think carries more of the negative tone and feeling than the actual decision. The actual decision obviously was hurtful and such to people here. And I could feel, even though I wasn't here at the time, I certainly could feel it because the whole country could and felt for Cleveland and for the Cavaliers. But that all said, I think the drama put behind it was that necessary. And that's still always going to be the question is how that was drawn out, played out, and created definitely a polarizing sort of sense for him. And as far as Tiger Woods is concerned, those two guys, though, so accomplished in their respective sports.
There you go. So many
pelts on the wall.
There you go.
Johnny doesn't have any pelts. Johnny doesn't really have any pelts.
There you go, Vic.
Johnny just has hype right now.
That's right. That's exactly where I was going to go. Look, when you talk about those two, James and Woods, you're talking about two of the most accomplished, going to go down as the arguably in the great bar arguments, greatest or top five, top three, top five. The arguments will ensue in
all
their
time.
Professional sports
all
of
in
all
sports.
Time. Now, yeah. Johnny Manziel won a Heisman Trophy and did it for two very productive years on the collegiate level, but way, way different strata we're talking about here when you say James and Woods.
All right, guys, from David Hutton, finally, today. While Brady Quinn may not be best to comment, his point isn't too far off base. Johnny Manziel must live up to his position.
Well, there's something to be said for that. I certainly don't – I don't begrudge the idea that it matters that you think a guy, you know, someone should stand for something better and whatever, but I also don't want to force that on anyone. I'm not comfortable with the idea of – defining who a role model should be. If you have to tell someone they're a role model, I've never met a good role model in any way, whether it's sports, and most of what the examples I know or use are in sports because that's where I've spent the vast majority of my life professionally, mm-hmm. In journalism, in broadcasting, etc., writing. But I'm not easy with this idea of when you have to define, say, you know, you're a role model and you got to act this way. Mm. I think that's when you get the forced, you get something that's less than genuine. If it's not natural to you mm-hmm. to be a good role model person, you should, to me, the definition of a good role model is if he or she is playing pro sports or is in a high profile position or is not known as any, just a basic person yeah. away from the spotlight, quote, regular guy, regular woman. If that person should be you should be a role model there too. Role model is what you do with your kids and how you set, you kind of live a life, a standard that you set. But I don't think thinking has to come into this. And if you're trying to correct him now, saying, Johnny, you got to be a better role model now. No, it never works, I don't think.
And don't try to put any guys in, or women, athletes, entertainers, whatever, into that kind of box because, again, it's just, you know, our social thinking and consciousness, Vic, our society is so different today. And, again, this is how a lot of young athletes and entertainers express themselves when they're away from whether it's a stage, the screen, or in this case a football field. So, and as we go to break, too, as we brought Brady Quinn into it, it wasn't about saying that. My whole thing was I just find it interesting that, to me, Brady's statement, I didn't look at it more than what he was saying about Manziel. I looked at it. It sounds like a guy who wants to be now a veteran voice in his locker room that is one that was seemingly like he was going to speak for veterans who tell young players, keep your mouth shut. We want to see you. We don't want to hear you. Do what you're supposed to do. Now, we had a couple of Browns that somewhat alluded to that, right, Vic?
Okay.
Who was it? Joe Thomas said, hey, laughed. And Joe said he's doing the right thing. He's working hard and keeping his mouth shut, and we're just seeing him and not hearing him. And that's the way a lot of vets feel.
Yeah, I think if you're staying on the opposite side of criminal trouble, if you're away from that, I think you're okay. I mean, I think for the most part, I know I hate to say that should be my minimum standard or maximum, but I think that should be in the conversation here that if you're not doing the things that cross those lines,
yeah.
It's hard for me to say, well, you're being a real bad
guy.
That's
what Mike Pettine said.
I will use the term, I like the term bad look because I think bad look covers a lot of ground. A bad look doesn't necessarily mean that it's quote, you know, that bad look doesn't mean the same thing in my mind as criminal or something along those lines. And he's not that mm-hmm. we, you know, right. As he's gone through his very well-covered, controversial lightning rod life so far, he hasn't stepped into that area. And that's where I think for a lot of people, that's when the conversation would truly change. And then you start saying, okay, this is different. This is now dangerous behavior, reckless, whatever you want to call it. It's just a bad look right now. That's really all it is. And so people comment on it, like Brady Quinn and others.
Going to get asked a question, people are going to voice their
opinion. They're
going
to answer. Yeah, yeah. All right, we're going to get into and probably maybe some other topics. We'll see if people respond to that on a hashtag Mailbag Wednesday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Yeah, girl, been digging on you, sipping on drink. No-